dude hitting this. The intro. Copyright.
Cheers.
Here we are. Once again. Crack them if you got them. Go Vols, dude. We just beat the shit out of Kentucky, dude.
Oh!
Last night. Seen all my beautiful angels at Twin Peaks, dude, showing their ass to me. I really appreciate them and their titties. Great place to eat.
Never been.
Dude, you gotta
go. It's wonderful. I've been to Hooters. Hooters was absolute phenomenal.
Never been.
It's a restart we were just talking about, too. The whole city underneath the pyramids, dude, that allegedly exists. Yeah, bro, what the fuck?
It keeps
getting bigger and bigger. Like,
what's the new type of LiDAR they've been using on that?
It's from a satellite, remember?
Is it from a satellite?
Because they were like, we're not invasive. Because I guess Egypt doesn't
want
to...
Yeah, they don't want any type of excavations going on at the pyramids. Yeah. So, I mean, that's obviously...
We're just shooting shit down from
the
sky.
Laser beam!
Yeah,
and we can see under it.
No, tractor beam.
I think it starts
tractor
with NIVR.
Something like some kind of new LiDAR that they're using to look under these fucking.
Spud was talking about on War Mode. He's like, dude, it's the most rundown fuck. Because he went to the pyramids and he said it's the most rundown shit. Like, there's literally a Burger King right next to the fucking pyramids.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he said a Burger King right next to the pyramids.
Burger King.
He said, literally, all they did was just sit them here, and they just try to beg everybody for money to, like, take pictures and stuff for them.
Really?
And they haven't even tried to dig down, decipher anything. Dude, if I was, like, the president or something, I'd be like, dude, why don't we take all the people that we have, like, all the scientists out in Antarctica and send them to Egypt? Because I really want to know what the fuck's going on.
I'm all for...
If we're going to take over anywhere in the Middle East, we should just take over Egypt and try just to find out what is going on with the pyramids.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for protecting something that's considered to be like a historical artifact. Something that's, you know, from somebody's past, you know.
Ours.
It's, well, duh. But it's like, we don't know a lot about that. Let's just leave that alone.
And just that one discovery is like changing fucking everything.
Yeah.
In the past week.
I'm all for protecting it, but it still needs to be studied. Still needs to be studied. And that, just like last episode when we were talking about Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah.
They started planting trees. I think it was Göbekli Tepe. It may be a different archaeological
site. Is that the one
site
that got consumed by the jungle?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
they
and was
so
like
many
intentionally
more,
buried.
Yeah.
Like, and they're trying to figure out why it was intentionally buried. And the government of, I forget what country it's in, the government come in and said, we're going to make this like a national park. And they started planting trees on top of this city that's been buried. And the archaeologists were like, you got to stop planting trees on top of this thing because the roots are going to destroy everything under it. Because a tree's roots will go right through stone.
Yeah.
It'll just crack it and break it. And you're actually going to tear apart this city if you plant trees on top of it.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, fine. And they just started cutting down all the trees. So it's like, even though it's there and we want to protect it, it still needs to be studied.
Dude, I'd study that whole thing.
We got to get to the bottom of that. Literally, bedrock, we got to get to the bottom of it.
I was literally just asking you two, I said, so with quantum computers and AI combined, we could probably try to decipher the hieroglyphs that are in there.
Yep.
All the symbols on the wall. And I seen a video on YouTube the other day about, there's a lot of places where... Like probably like 100,000 years ago, there's still symbols on the walls where they have no clue where they came from or what they were doing, like people's handprints, and they're drawing cows and stuff.
I watched this guy on YouTube. His name is Joe Robinette.
Yeah.
And he goes out. He's a Canadian national. He goes out on these big like canoe trips up in the Canadian like national parks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like where all the indigenous people were living?
Yeah.
Eskimos.
He went to this one, and it's on my bucket list to go to this park. It's called Wabakimi. Wabakimi National Park. It's the most remote place you can go to and still survive. You know, it's not nice. And he was just in his canoe going down the water and looking at these massive, massive rock facings that are like right in the water. And like 40 foot up on this rock facing is ancient paintings. In that like reddish clay color, because they would use the clay to paint.
Yeah.
And there's like these tribal drawings way the fuck up there on this rock facing. And then there were some closer down to the water, and you could see him just run his hand along the rock, sitting there in his canoe. And it's like, he has no idea who made this. Nobody knows who painted this. It was just
there whenever they got there.
It was there. There's this old, you know, ancient native people that lived up there.
And why do they always end up getting buried?
Natural call. I mean,
Sam Tripoli was talking about that too, with the
storms, floods, wind, erosion, dirt moves, wind blows.
What's it called?
Over thousands of years.
What is that theory called? Where all the ancient civilizations got buried, and it has to do with like the giants and the Nephilim and all them.
I don't know. I don't know the name of the theory.
Yeah, there's a theory. Well, I think it might just be like old Earth theory or something. Yep. But like somehow all these, like, was it ancient Rome that was buried, like part of it, like the Colosseum and all that stuff?
I don't think any of that. I mean, you can still go to the Colosseum.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying like. So we keep digging further and further down, like they were talking about with the pyramids.
The deeper we dig, the more shit we find.
They're like, holy shit, how old are we really?
Well, I mean, you got to think, if the world actually did flood,
yeah,
it's just going to cover everything up. Everything that floats in water when the water goes away is eventually just going to settle and just bury everything.
If they dig underneath the pyramids and there's a fucking 2 mile long, wait, ain't there 8 columns 2 kilometers deep into the floor of the earth with like coils wrapped around them?
Yeah.
And then Jones was talking about that could have been like an energy collector or something like that.
It's literally a power center.
And aren't the pyramids this, like, based on the dimensions or something? It's like the size of the earth or something.
It's like half.
I know the light speed thing, right, with the coordinates.
Yeah.
And there's like something where it's like, they line up with the constellations and shit too, don't they? Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah, like shit that would blow us away. I mean, it's blowing us away in modern day.
And then we don't know who built that shit.
We don't know.
Israel claims.
Everybody says the Egyptians built it, but the Egyptians found it.
And they just didn't build it. We're going to build a city right here and put a Burger King right next to it. Hey, we That was us, I guess, putting a Burger King right next to
it. What does this big triangle rock need?
And you just got burgers. some dude with a camel walking around just going, $5, I take a picture.
$5 for taking a picture. Thank you for calling tech support. Your shit's fucked.
Yes.
Where's my nicotine?
I bet you $5 of them is like a fucking $30,000 to us, dude.
No, I think Egypt's economy is doing pretty well.
Dude, look up the conversion rate. I guarantee you $1 there is like infinity money.
Jamie, pull that shit up.
See.
Hey, you know we've got.
Just start playing porn the entire time on that TV.
Twitter
unmuted.
No, let's not do that. We're already labeled as explicit. Let's not get labeled as adult only.
How did we get labeled?
What am I looking up?
Oh, conversion rate Egyptian.
Yes.
Egyptian retarded money to U.S. dollar.
Exchange rate of Egyptian pound to U.S. dollar. 1 Egyptian pound equals
2 cents. I told you.
Yeah!
So you give them a $5 bill, they shit in their pants.
Wow. 1 Egyptian pound equals 2 cents.
That's why they're like $1.
2 fucking cents.
Imagine how many burgers you can buy with that from the Burger King after you get off work taking pictures of people all day.
You could just save up. Just save up.
And just go live next to the
pyramids. Just go live like a freaking king in some other country.
Beast.
You know, you could have servants in your house, just flip them a penny.
You know the
And they'd be like,
you know the tax rate in, what is it, Puerto Rico is like nothing.
The tax rate?
And I think Puerto Rico is like part of the U.S., right? Technically. It's like one of our islands.
It's, hang on.
Anyway, the Paul brothers live there half the
year. Google's listening. Puerto Rico has not become an independent nation. Neither has it become a state of the Union. It remains a territory of the United States.
And the tax rate there is like basically nothing. So you know the Logan Paul and Jake Paul? They live there half the year and pay basically no taxes.
on Puerto Rico tax rate. So if you're a single earner making $0 to $11,000 a year, it's 10%. So you make $10,000, they're going to tax you $1,000.
That ain't bad.
That's not bad at all.
Here, wait, so along with what we pay for Georgia and federal, what we got, like 20?
Bro, I make $52,000 a year.
Yeah.
Gross.
$1,000 a week, 52 weeks.
Gross.
Yeah.
You know what I make net?
36.
35.
God, I hit that on the fucking nose, dude. I just guessed. Pulled a number out of my ass.
Yeah.
Because the state of Georgia rips your ass. Well, yes. Also, dude, and then you don't even think about the sales tax on shit. And the, what's it called? Georgia state income tax. I think there was some state that just got rid of theirs.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mississippi just got rid of theirs.
Garrett's own one. He fucking hit that. I seen that somewhere, but I'm not sure what state it was.
Yeah, it was Mississippi. Alabama doesn't have none.
Tennessee don't have one either. Alaska
doesn't have one.
Does not have one. Texas don't have one.
Doesn't have what?
State income tax.
Oh, yeah.
Mississippi.
Alaska will almost pay you to live there.
Yeah.
Because they need, you know, they need manpower. They need a workforce.
Well, no, they will.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's programs you can get into. Alaska will pay you to live
California's
there.
California's like 50%.
California's a cesspool that just needs to be separated.
Dude, the governor just has nuke a podcast.
It off the world.
Do you remember that freaking iFunny meme from back in the day where it was like California threatening to secede from the United States, and it was like the moment they broke away, a Confederate flag pops up around the rest of the United States?
Yes.
That's fucking great. It's like, don't worry, guys, this is for the better for you. And it's like, ding, 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 ding.
Robert E. Lee, dude, rises from the grave. Allegedly, he was just trying to protect Virginia. It's just his own state. Robert E. Lee was.
Yeah.
He wasn't even trying to do the whole
thing. Well, I mean, that's the entire point. You should be more interested in your home.
You know why they said during the Civil War, this could get controversial, why they said during the Civil War that, like, the South said this isn't even America anymore is because, you know, all the states are supposed to vote for who's going to be the president.
Mm.
The South, in every one of the Southern states, they didn't even put Abraham Lincoln on the ballot.
Yep.
And he still won somehow. Yep. And the South was like, this isn't even fair.
Yep.
And just seceded from the Union immediately.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we were taught about the Civil War and that era of time in school and stuff that was just completely false. You know, like the Confederates were made out to be the bad guys, and the Union was made out to be the good guys. And
whoever wins writes the history.
Lo and behold, Abraham Lincoln was the one that said, if I could win this war without freeing a single slave, I would do it.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yep, and Robert E. Lee was the one that said, everybody has their own rights and liberties. This is wrong.
And,
We just utilized,
if the founding fathers could have seen the Civil War and like what happened, I think they would be like, this isn't even America anymore.
They would, yeah, they were turning in their
graves. Weren't
the
founding fathers literally like, we came here so you could do whatever you wanted to, no rules, no fucking bullshit. You come here and you're a free fucking person.
Yes.
You can do whatever you want to.
That was the
ultimate government
plan.
Can't tell you. Anything.
The government wasn't supposed to be as big as it is right now.
Dude, it's disgusting.
It's, yeah, it almost makes you sick.
And then you got, here's my thing. How does the propaganda work so well to where they like get it to where certain people can believe the propaganda so much that they'll end up hating people like Elon Musk for trying to get rid of fraud and waste? Like, why wouldn't everybody want to get rid of fraud and waste?
It's crazy how susceptible people are. It's like that Garfield meme you sent. You're disturbingly susceptible to propaganda.
It has a lot to do with George Soros too, like Act Blue, the people that fund all these movements and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember one of my buddies, he loved RFK. RFK immediately, like, I told him, I was like, RFK is going to back Trump, like, towards the election. He was like, there ain't no way, because he's a big Democrat. He loves RFK, or he loved him. And as soon as he backed Trump, he was like, oh, I fucking hate RFK. I'm like, dude, how do you just fall for
this? Why can you not get behind the common sense?
I know.
Yeah.
You know, they could have, look, I love Trump. If the Democrats weren't fucking retarded, they're in total shambles right now. RFK might have won if he was a primary front runner.
Yep.
But I think he's perfect where he is right now, being the health secretary.
I'm having a hard time aligning myself with either side of the political game.
Yeah, dude, I mean, you are unaffiliated, dude.
I like,
but we do have our biases, dude. Whenever you see common sense, though, is what you were just saying.
Yeah, there are biases in play. I just have a hard time. Like, I like some points from both sides, and I don't like points from both sides, and I wish that they would just get the fuck along. And I'll tell you what sent me off on this freaking tangent of thinking about that, is I was driving down Rossville Boulevard the other day on the way home, and I just see a billboard by the road, and it was just a graphic design of two hands shaking. You know, it was up on the billboard. One hand was blue, one hand was red. And it said, even though, on the blue hand, it said, even though we don't see eye to eye, and on the red hand, it said, we can still have civil conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they don't want that, dude. They're burning down shit, throwing bricks through windows. Well, still, yeah,
but it got me looking at that billboard, because I was sitting there and freaking, you know, Rossville Boulevard traffic's just terrible.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there staring at that billboard, and I was like, why does everything have to be labeled blue and red?
Remember Sam Kinison, the comedian
from like the 90s? Follow the rabbit.
Follow the wild rabbit?
Follow the white rabbit.
He was the one that, this was like in the 80s and 90s. Sam Kinison had that joke where he was like, oh, I'm a Republican. Oh, I'm a Democrat.
Mm.
And they're both running. And he was like, no, it was Bill Hicks, the one that looks like Alex Jones. And he was like,
yeah.
And he was like, oh, wait, we're both puppets on a string getting controlled by the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Just trying to divide everybody. Still to this day, they are.
It makes me think of that freaking, what is that movie? The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I start looking at that shit.
Or The Matrix. Take the red pill, take the blue pill.
Oh, live in reality or.
Live in reality or start your own dream.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that is, that's a valid point. Of course, obviously, it's a fictional movie. We all know that.
But allegedly. Who knows?
Allegedly. There are lessons that can be learned from something like that, and it's something as simple as, you know, there's a big problem with people just living in bubbles these days.
And, like, what's it called? Like, living in your own fucking vacuum where everybody agrees with the same thing?
Living in an echo chamber.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying the same thing. Gets mad about the same thing, supports the same thing, and you're too far into that hole to develop your own opinion, your own educated opinion.
Me and you've got to the point to where I think you've pretty much reached the same thing as me, is unaffiliated, and you're just looking at it all like, and we could pick up on the propaganda like quick, like you know if something's,
yeah,
it's not right.
It's a bullshit sensor,
and then the feeling in your gut, mm-hmm. you know, whenever something's not right,
you know, and even it could be something as simple as just a story that I see in my feed, you know,
and you're like,
a headline or something, and I'm like, see, that was designed to get people's attention
and fired up and divided and even more.
Yes,
yeah,
and I see that kind of stuff, and I'm like, yeah, like, I gotta quit, and I just put my phone down.
But then there's also the people that are just, like, trolling. Ugh. Have you heard of the website Blue Sky? It's, like, the opposite of Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, Rogan was talking about some of his buddies, their comedians go on there, or, like, not even the comedians, like, they'll go on there and say something insane, like, oh, I'm giving my 6-year-old son hormone blockers, he wears pink, he wants to be a girl, and then they'll get like hundreds of retweets from people because they think that they're actually being serious about like what they were saying.
Oh man, I bet that's rough though. There are people that live in the internet. They base their entire personality, all of their beliefs, opinions, political viewpoints, everything off of what they see and hear on the internet.
And that's what, like, why the Democrat Party is in total shambles, because I think not a lot of people that are like that small little group that like control the entire fucking party, I think, and that's probably why Trump won, was because that small little group was the one that was screaming, yelling, and all this shit about like all these crazy ass beliefs that they have, and regular people that are just sitting here like, you guys have totally changed and went way too far. We're not a part of this no more. Either they just didn't vote at all, or they were like, I'm gonna have to vote for Trump.
Yeah,
I fell for the propaganda that day too.
Really?
Here's a story about me falling for the propaganda. I wasn't going to vote in this last election.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm just not going to vote. I ended up not getting to vote anyway because they were trying to get, because my address on my license and shit, I was supposed to come down here to Ringgold, mm-hmm. and I was trying to vote over there by Westside.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you got to, I was going to vote on election day that day because of that Elon Musk podcast with Trump. What did it say? He was literally like, remember Elon went on Joe Rogan that day that the election happened, and he was like, yeah. This could be our last election. Like, you really just need to go out and vote this one time. And I was just in the FedEx truck, just sitting there like, I wasn't going to vote. And then I was listening to that Elon Rogan podcast. The propaganda got me. That was like, yep, I'm going to vote today. They got me. The propaganda worked on me that day.
The moment I became old enough to vote, I voted in, I guess, 2 presidential elections now.
I'm trying to go full unaffiliated. And now technically I can say I didn't vote in this last election, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did vote. I voted for Trump, of course.
I would have voted for Trump, but they were like, you got to go down to fucking downtown or over here by the whatever it is. And I was like,
by the depot.
And I'd already worked all day and got off work, and I was like, I ain't going down there. I think he's going to win anyway, so.
And he did.
Yeah, one big dude.
By freaking mile. Dude,
that's like the first time that we seen one. Where we actually won the damn popular vote. The popular vote.
Everything.
We have I don't think since I've been conscious, the right has ever won the popular vote in a presidential election.
And we got the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
We got everything. And I was like, well, there I go saying that we word again like I'm supposed to be.
It was a splattering, dude.
I align more with the Republican Party than I do anything else.
That's just how we were raised, too. You know, mine and your daddy are sitting here back in the day, too. Whenever Obama won, dude. They were they were just like, what a shame. I can't believe this. And then I look back now, like Mitt Romney, I hate that dude. That dude is a straight up.
Do you remember?
Like Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, they might be Republicans, but I fucking hate them, dude. Like Mitch McConnell's out here just having a seizure. Can't even fucking talk. He's that fucking old.
He's the one that shut down like on live TV. Just
he's lucky. He's lucky that his what's it called? He's lucky his damn stepbrother wasn't there. Dude, he got stuck.
That one took a couple seconds to process.
I was about to click the on this thing, but I couldn't find it. And what Mitt Romney's the one that just he loves the military industrial complex, dude. He was the one that was like, we have to go into Ukraine. We have to go help them. And wasn't it, I remember Candace Owens was the one that was like, dude, right before Ukraine went to war with fucking Russia, all the news media was saying about them was like, this is the most corrupt state in the entire thing of Europe. And as soon as Russia attacks them, it's all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, they're angels.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Candace Owens was the one that said, do you remember the New York Times was like trying to get on to Candace Owens? And they were like, why do you hate Ukraine for on all this shit?
Owens that woman of color that...
She's a beast.
I don't know much about her.
Yes, so. She was like, she was getting on to like why we're spending all this money on Ukraine and all this shit. And the New York Times was like, where did you get all this information from? And she's like... Your website 4 years ago, and just sends them all the fucking links.
Hell yeah,
yeah,
beast.
That's how fucking much they switch up their fucking propaganda, dude, over and over and over again.
They base their entire
and the parties have completely changed from what they were. Whenever, like, even like whenever we were kids, you remember the Republican Party used to just be like, "We want schools and." And they basically got along with the Democrats the entire time.
Well, I mean, technically, I guess the parties have
almost flipped.
They flipped.
But they're still the good values in the conservative party.
The values that you and I would share.
But it's gotten a little bit more not liberal in a bad way, but like you can be free and do whatever you want to. Like more, I guess you could say more libertarian.
Yeah. But I mean, like the beliefs and stuff that you and I have and I like, you know, this area would share. Technically, back in the day, that would have been Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, the party of the working man was the Democrats.
We would have been Democrats.
Yeah.
And it's just nuts that propaganda has taken everything that far.
And now the Democrats are the party of war.
That something else?
And they used to be the ones about, oh,
and that's changed, like, within our lifetime since, like, Kuwait and Iraq and Afghanistan and all of that.
Why were we ever over there for that long? Didn't...
What, there was money. Somebody found money.
Terrorism.
Somebody found a way to generate a ton of money.
Dude, that was the one thing that was sketchy years ago. You remember whenever, after January 6th happened, and they were talking about domestic terrorism?
January 6th is a fucking spoof.
By the FBI?
That, yeah. And the CIA? That was a fucking... That was theater.
I was talking about... They done that on purpose because of they wanted to label everybody as domestic terrorists, and they could probably be able to come in and do whatever
they were trying to exploit a loophole for sure.
Yeah, and just treat us like we're fucking Middle Easterners.
Yeah,
dude, the CIA's fucking crazy, dude. And the JFK files.
I just wish it all didn't exist. Like, look,
just let me do what I want to.
I'm here to live my life. If I could do it without working a job, I would do it without working a job. I would grow my own food.
We're working on it.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Double the view count.
Double the view. 27.
That's huge.
We're getting pretty close to being able to put the dynamic ads, even though I fucking hate ads.
How much will it give us?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Probably nothing, because
you're going to get a check sent to the holler from Spotify that's for 0.03 cents,
76 cents.
Yeah, I'm going to go, Jesse, you keep that, dude.
Just don't spend it all in one place.
Just give it to Garrett.
Here's three quarters. How's the weather been treating y'all this week?
Good.
Yeah,
I heard there's storms coming now.
Yeah, it's supposed to storm tomorrow. And
it's supposed to be raining right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, the weather service is not very reliable. I've been just forcing myself to be outside.
Me too.
Just in the sun, just daily breathing in the pollen.
Dude, fuck.
I'm getting dark.
Dude,
I'm peeling sunburn.
I've gotten peeling all over my fucking chest.
Oh, man. I keep a little tin of beard balm in there that I put in my beard and stuff, and it's just like a. Natural oils and stuff that I put on my face. I rub that shit all over my body.
Dude, I got red though. That's what happened to me. Ooh. I said my day off. Remember when it was like 70 degrees last week? I stayed outside. I worked out, and then I stayed outside from like 12 until about 7:45 at night, just getting blasted by the sun for 7.5 hours. And then I went down to take a shower, and I was like, took off my shirt, and my whole shit from my face all the way down was just dark red. Dude.
Yeah, I noticed today that I was starting to get raccoon eyes from wearing my sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I was like, God.
I was trying to fix that day, too. Or I've been trying not to wear my sunglasses because the raccoon eyes, after that day I done that, and I had the two lines like on the side of my face going down, dude. I was like, God dang.
Yeah, I've just been forcing myself to get out there and stay in it. That way, you know, I can adjust. Because we've got a lot of plans for this summer, gardening.
And vitamins and nutraceuticals, dude, from the sun.
Need those. Literally increases bone density. What's that about?
The sun does?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Getting sunlight exposure 30 to 45 minutes a day can increase your bone density.
It's like drinking a damn gallon of milk.
Jeez. Didn't know that.
Have you looked into the JFK stuff at all either?
Not at all.
Dude, they just released just... Did they do that on purpose? Just release like 80,000 files? Just so it'd be hard to find anything?
I heard that they got released, and I can't help but think that it's just a distraction from something else.
Speaking of propaganda too, as soon as it released, because I know Twitter's kind of fucking crazy right now. As soon as it released...
Twitter's a mess right now.
The day of, dude, all I seen on my feed, on my algorithm... Which is, you can say whatever you want to about my algorithm, but it was all talking shit about how Israel and Mossad was involved in the fucking JFK shooting. Oh, and I was like, Lord. Shit. I don't know if this is real or not.
I just seen a video the other day. Sorry, I'm watching the stock market right now.
Okay, I'm not even going to ask. Just
He's a crypto trader. I saw a video the other day where... It was in a store in Yemen, and two massive drones, U.S. drones, just strike Yemen. It was either drone...
We're bombing the hell out of somebody right now.
One of them is Yemen.
And Trump just posts the clips on Twitter. Have you seen it?
Yes. Why would you not?
You see that earthquake in Thailand?
I seen buildings falling down.
Yeah, dude. So this dude was working on a construction site and like the top of this skyscraper in Thailand, and he was on the crane being a crane operator. The crane just falls. He falls down to his death. Jesus. Off a fucking skyscraper. I seen that video.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dan, do you think they have weather control? Like, not really weather, but do you think they can have the technology to make earthquakes happen?
There is a very small inkling somewhere in my mind about Antarctica.
Yeah.
Down there. They have a massive grid of these seismic devices. That's supposed to be the greatest telescope ever out into space, and like, you know, the way it measures, you know, whatever, what they tell the public. Not only does it have the ability to receive, it has the ability to transmit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers, you know, just a massive grid of these spheres buried in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
That can transmit either electrical signals or microwave signals or anything like that. What do we live on? We live on a massive rock that has a magnetic field. And if you can interfere with that magnetic field and send a vibration somewhere,
yeah,
of course you could start an earthquake. Do you remember that movie, The Core?
Yes.
I start thinking about that movie because it's like they had a device that could create damage on the other side of the planet. And they managed to stop the core of the Earth.
By accident.
And that's like,
they had to nuke it.
If somebody had the imagination to make that a movie, who's to say they hadn't already had the imagination to make that a real thing?
Yeah. They're just letting you know that we have it right now. But they don't want to say it.
I think they're trying. And I think, ultimately, they're just targeting weak points in the crust of the Earth. If they are, you know, allegedly, if this thing actually exists, you know, this is all theoretical. I'm not saying this is true.
Yeah.
You're going to target the weak points in the Earth where there's a lot of fault lines, where there's a lot of tectonic activity. Because that's where you can kind of change things.
You want to blow your mind real quick, dude? Look up the name of the telescope at the Vatican. Because you're talking about like an all-seeing eye. You know, the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Would you pull it up here?
It's just too much effort to get on the laptop.
Bullshit.
You're going to shit your pants at the name of it. And this is at the Vatican, at the Catholic Church.
Vatican Advanced on there. The Alice P. Lennon.
Dude, they call it, just look up Vatican Telescope Lucifer. That's the name of their telescope, is Lucifer at the Vatican, dude.
The Lucifer Telescope, which is actually called LUCI, originally Lucifer, Large Binocular Telescope Near Infrared
You know who Lucifer is, too.
Spectroscopic utility with camera and integral field unit for extragalactic research. Lucifer.
And that's at the fucking Catholic Church Vatican, dude. Hmm. And you know, in the Vatican, they have the huge snake
mm-hmm.
thing. Dude, I'm telling you. And they just molest kids all the time.
Hey, actually, no. That is, obviously, it still happens, of course, yes. But did you know that there's only like 200 reported cases of child abuse from the Catholic Church?
Reported.
Reported annually. You know how many are reported annually for public school systems?
Thousands,
probably. 20,000 plus.
Yeah.
So the American education system.
It's a bunch of fucking pedophiles.
It's a bunch of fucking pedophiles.
Yeah.
Compared to the Catholic Church.
You see those women that get caught all the time banging like the teenage boys?
Yeah.
Why couldn't Miss Stoker bang me?
Oh, God. Yeah, no!
I just thought that was weird because I was like, okay, the Catholic Church. Fucking, you're going to name your all-seeing eye telescope Lucifer? Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. The devil.
Hell of an acronym. Hell of an acronym.
Just to name it Lucifer.
Just to name it Lucifer. Like, really? Really? Yeah. You put a lot of effort into that.
And it's the fucking Catholic Church. I mean, I thought they were supposed to be Christians or Catholic, whatever they are.
You know, I have a hard time.
The Pope is like dying right now. Did you see him wheel him out in the wheelchair and he was like,
yeah.
I'm still alive.
Yeah. You know, they have a big pine cone sitting outside the pineal gland.
Yeah.
That's what that makes me think of. Anytime I get into that research, I feel like it's... What's the word I'm looking for?
And like, supposedly the fluoride in the water is what calcifies
the pineal gland.
So we can't...
It makes it to where it's not even active anymore.
Yeah.
I just sneezed and farted at the same time. That hurt.
Snort.
And that fucking hurt.
The, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like a fringe topic.
Well, because the pineal gland, it produces DMT in the dreams.
Yeah.
Like whenever we have dreams, the pineal gland is the one that gives us the DMT.
And you're supposed to be able to...
DMT is illegal, but we have it carrying around in our brain.
In your lungs, in your liver, your body produces it.
Like most plants produce... Wait, the... Church right here. Burning bush? That was like doesn't the burning bush in the Bible, it had DMT?
That was the acacia bush. And the acacia bush is full of DMT.
And they think that Moses just... Or was it Moses in the Bible that just got wrecked by the smoke from that and then seen the God and the Ten Commandments and all that stuff?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good theory, dude. I like that.
It is a good one. And it makes... That really makes me question, you know, just how significant are psychedelics to the Christian religion? Because, I mean, I know, surely you've heard about...
Santa Claus and the red mushroom?
Yeah, yeah, the Amanita muscaria mushroom. Yeah. What is the... hang on.
What was the one that... Rogan talked about that. They thought that God came upon the earth.
The sacred mushroom and the cross.
And their theory was God... Whenever it rained, that was God coming on the earth.
Seriously?
I didn't click anything.
Okay. That was God coming on the earth.
Yeah.
And then the mushrooms
that,
you grow.
That book is about how...
All the ancient people would eat them and they would be like, oh,
everything was
shit.
About psychedelic rituals and fertility rituals. That's what it was like based on. And that anytime it rained, that was considered God's semen. And that would create the mushrooms so that you could connect to God.
Yeah.
That theory blows me away.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
whenever you hear stories about people's crazy ass psychedelic experiences, you're like,
that's a different plane of existence right there.
Interdimensional, dude.
Well,
what if your brain?
I hesitate to say interdimensional because I don't know enough about interdimensional.
That's the thing
stuff,
about that shit too is like, there's all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, there's radio stations playing right now. We can't hear it. We can't see it. But if we tune into the frequency, we'll hear it. And all that stuff is going on around us right now. We just have no clue what's going on. And it's like tuning into the right frequency on the radio. So what if that is just you're tuning into a different frequency up
here?
Your
brain is ultimately an electronic device that can pick up certain frequencies. And if you have something like a chemical in your body that can allow you... Okay, I can see the...
I just came up with that out of my
You put
ass
a chemical in your body that allows you to tune into a different frequency and you get to see something else.
Yeah, and you're tuned into just something else whenever you do that. Just like how you tune a radio. Like, you know all the waves are coming at us right now.
Yeah.
Don't you think? And like where like ideas come from and consciousness, that's just allegedly, is that just us receiving signals from something else?
It's just a data stream from something. Yeah, I delved pretty deep into that kind of research and, you know, practicing, looking for synchronicities. And, you know, I did that for a little while.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I came to the end conclusion that some of this may be warranted. Some of this may be useful information.
And at the
but
end
I think
of the
a
day,
lot of this is just retards.
And at the end of the day, I'm still, to this day, I've done all this research. I have no clue. What is going on?
No
dude.
Fucking clue.
I don't think I'm ever going to get to the bottom of it.
I have studied. I think ultimately my studies of consciousness and religion have led me to the research of deep space and space exploration.
Yeah.
I've been sucked into those documentaries.
I mean,
here recently.
You talked in that deep conversation we had after the cast last week about the universe literally just looks like a brain cell. Yeah. The the cosmic outline. Yeah.
If you show the cosmic orientation, the observable universe, what we've been looking at, it looks just like a brain scan, like an MRI scan of the brain. It looks like neural activity.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. That blows me away. That blows me away.
And then I've made a connection to Horton Hears a Who. Remember the movie where they were just on that little...
Yep, they were on tiniest a speck.
Little speck.
Yeah.
But then the world just keeps expanding out and getting bigger and getting bigger, bigger and bigger.
And bigger. And then at the end of the movie, come to find out, Horton is on speck too.
Yeah.
What the hell? Who thought of that? Where'd that idea come from?
Dude, some dude wrote a beast of a movie for Disney. Or he was just sitting here...
Dr. Seuss.
You know, they say that a lot of people that write crazy ass shit like that are like the ones that are like they'll stay up all night and like get like real delirious and they'll just start coming up with like crazy ass ideas.
Well, some of the best authors, some of the best directors.
What was that? Thomas Edison was the one, or Benjamin Franklin was the one where like he would, like where he got all of his ideas from was he would sit in like a chair, not like this, but like a wooden chair, and he was like this, falling in and out of sleep. And like whenever he would fall asleep, he would wake up because his chair would fall over.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would just go, okay. And he would just be going in and out of consciousness, but like trying to stay up for so long.
Yeah.
And then he would be leaning back in his chair, wake up, and then be like, holy shit, I got a good idea.
Tuning into the muse is what it's been referred to. You tune into something. There's a creative energy somewhere.
That's sending signals to you.
That we have to tune into. And, just going back to the psychedelic thing, sometimes you need a chemical. Pop that in there.
And it changes your frequency. And
now your brain is operating on a different frequency.
Yeah.
And you can pick up different stuff.
So this thing could be like a transmitter that can receive different types of, but not radio waves, but like different consciousness waves and shit.
Well, even with something as simple as having a beer is enough to relax your mind. To the point that you can actually start having clearer thoughts, more introspective thinking. You can think things through a little bit more clearly.
And you always wonder, why does the old man sit out on the porch in his fucking rocking chair
and just sit,
drink a beer, smoke a cigar, and just no music playing or nothing, just sitting there, just staring off into nothing?
I've caught myself on several occasions after I've had a few cans of juice, a few cans of bubbles, and I'll just sit there.
Angry juice.
No, it doesn't make me angry. But I could sit
unangry juice
out there on the back porch and find my zone. And I could just sit there and stare at the trees and listen to the wind and listen to the birds and be completely calm. And just listen. Simply just existing. There's no thoughts.
And that comes in with like manifesting and stuff, like thinking about your future.
About my future, thinking about the efforts that I'm going to put in to make myself and my family better.
And like visual.
Like what I'm doing right now.
Like just visualizing like what you, like what you want to happen in the future.
Looking at the plan. Now, I can plan as much as I want. But ultimately, beliefs say that God has already drawn my path.
What do they say, though? Whenever you make plans, God laughs.
Yeah.
That's the classic.
He's already got a plan. He's already... And sometimes I feel like when you're in that state of just bliss, just listening, that's where you get to realize you're on the path. Because I don't believe you're supposed to talk to God, you're supposed to talk with God, like he's sitting next to you.
Like me and you are talking right now.
You're supposed to talk with him, not to him. And those, sometimes you need a chemical, such as either psychedelics, alcohol, something that just relax your senses and just listen. I've had more thoughts. I've said more things out loud I've said some things out loud that I didn't even think of. I just said it and went, that was not my thought. I did not. But that makes so much sense. That makes sense. Somebody just told me something because it actually takes me by surprise.
An epiphany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was not my idea, that somebody just told me that. And I just, oh my God.
What's his name? The dude that got hit by an apple on the head and it just figured out gravity. That's the story of the dude.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. I do not remember his name.
Galileo? No.
Galileo? No, it wasn't. Let's see.
The dude with the long hair. He was just sitting under a tree and an apple just fell and he went,
Isaac Newton.
Yeah, but anyway, we were talking about, you were talking about epiphanies and like, well, not even epiphany, but like visualizing stuff.
Yeah.
And then what is it? I've seen a bunch of those videos where it's like, you could think about it in your head, but if you say it out loud, it will literally just come to you. Eventually.
Yeah.
But like, and then I always heard the ones where it's like, but the bigger the idea is, the more it's going to take a lot longer for it to come to you.
Yeah, for all the pieces to fall into
place.
But
you got to work for it and keep thinking about it.
There's effort that we have to put in. But there's a delicate balance between if you think about it too much and you want it really, 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 really bad and you're thinking about it all the time, it's not going to come to you. It's not going to come to you. You have to make a conscious decision that would be really nice.
It's almost like a flow state.
Yeah.
Like where you can't go too high, you can't go too low.
You can't go too low.
You got to keep riding that fucking wave, dude, all the way through.
Because I feel like if you put too much mental effort into what you want for yourself and your life,
it'll go down into the fucking ditch.
Because you want this way too much. You want this way too much. But I'm just not going to give it to you.
And having extreme patience helps too. Like patience to the point to where you're like, it's going to happen eventually.
Patience is key. And paying attention to yourself and your life and looking at the symbols. Things that you know, because not everybody's symbols are different.
And that's why people have problems now with like anxiety and depression. Like anxiety is like where you're thinking about shit way too much. Fucking freaking out. And then depression is where you're just like down in the fucking hole.
Yeah.
And you're
not really thinking about anything.
You're thinking about like the past all the time. Yeah. And
you're stuck on something that made your emotions crumble.
And that's why they talk about, what is it, be stoic. It's not, even when you win, even when you lose, you're still the same. Just keep fucking going.
I studied stoicism for a little while.
I love
that shit. Even read a couple of books. But it came to my realization that Marcus Aurelius, the man that wrote the book on, like, you know, the pinnacle of stoicism.
Yeah.
His wife was getting railed by a gladiator the entire time he was writing that book.
Did he know?
Yeah.
What an idiot. He's a cuck, dude. But other people talk. He had great ideas, even though that was going on with that dude.
Fantastic ideas. And I think that's the event that essentially led him to that train of thought.
Yeah.
Is I have discovered my wife.
He left her, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't. Or she doesn't, whatever, broke his heart, sent him into a spiral.
Because if you go kill that dude, you lose.
If you lose everything.
If you stay with her, you lose. You might as well just go.
So
you made your decision by...
He had a serious chain of events that led
him... You know how much he had to reflect. After he left her, he was like...
The pain that he was dealing with.
Like how much he was reflecting. He was like, I'm going to fucking write something about this. And be like, look. That might have happened. That's in the past now. I'm going to come up with this whole new philosophy about stoicism.
How to maintain your patience and your cool.
Yeah.
Even in the greatest.
And you've noticed a lot of people too, like whenever they get up way too high, they fucking just end up crashing down
the
and burning.
The higher you get, the harder your crash is.
And then you see people that get way too low. And they can't like dig their fucking way out of it because they think nothing's
ever
going to change.
They're looking up the side of the mountain going, I can't do this.
Yeah. But if you keep that fucking line just going the entire time, and it works, dude.
It's huge.
Stoicism works all the time on everything.
Every aspect of life can be handled from a stoic belief.
It might be shitty right now, but if you just keep going, keep grinding, don't fucking...
Maintain.
Don't fucking complain, don't fucking... Bitch, cry, moan, just keep fucking going, dude.
I said that at work the other day.
And then that involves like karma too, to where God's in like karma, and God's testing you because He knows you're fucking wrong. You can do
every
it.
Every day you wake up and explore this world, your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, the things that you want to do, the things you don't want to do, the things you're interested in. Every single day you wake up, it's a test. Are you going to give in to your impulses today?
And that's what.
Are you going to be lazy today?
And that reminds me of karma, where like if you, as long as you, Garrett, as long as you keep doing the right thing, just keep going, going, going. Your karma just builds up, builds up, builds up, and then you'll have nothing but like good karma.
Cause you know, I feel like karma is something that we've created.
It's real, dude. You can do some something shitty, and something comes back around and just fucks you back. Like if you do something shitty, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh, that's what fucking happened. That's why that just happened to me, was because I was a fucking asshole. It makes sense.
What sucks
me
is that's making sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like I start looking at my life and I'm starting like, you know, if I behaved in a way that I knew I was not behaving in the right way, something came along and kind of screwed me over.
I could be on the phone with somebody, but like while I'm at work, and I'm like, and I'll just say something being a smart ass to like somebody that I'm on the phone with. I'm like, dude, fuck you, dude. You're a piece of fucking shit. All that shit. And I'll just go to grab a box and it'll just slip out of my hands and just blast me right in the fucking face. And I'm like, ah, I fucking, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
You got that me.
That actually makes sense. And yeah. Okay. So yeah, I can see where you're coming from on that, because I've had several instances in my life where it's like, I do something that was unreasonable, and then something unreasonable happens to me, and I just have to pause and look up and go, you're paying attention.
That's what the Native...
You're listening, aren't you?
That's what the Native Americans called... didn't they call God a... he was a jester.
He was a jester.
He, like, does shit... Like, and they called him a jester because... I wonder if it was because of karma, because he would, like, fuck you back and go, ha, I got you. But also, like, synchronicities, to where, like, you're thinking about something, and then something, like, happens that's, like, super connected to it.
Yeah.
And then that, and that's also God being a gesture, going like, I hear you.
I'm look. Listening. I'm listening.
You want it? You want it?
Yep, look at that. There it is. Yeah. Chase the cookie. Like riding a pig in Minecraft, hold a carrot out in front of their faces.
You gotta be quicker than that.
Oh, you gotta be quicker. Just sitting in a cave in Minecraft, and all you hear is. Then they hit you. You're just sitting there, just going. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, just going down a cave, and you're just listening to the peaceful music. All of a sudden, they just hit you with the train horn, just and you're like, oh,
that's a game I ain't played in a while. God, how fast did we just change topics?
That was just retarded. No, we were getting to something deep too, talking about fucking consciousness. And how are, like, all these things that we were just talking about, you can connect every single one of these, like, beliefs and religions and all this shit, and they all connect to each other. Like, you could talk about one thing, like Stoicism, and it'll connect to something else that somebody else has said, something else that somebody else has said, something else that somebody else has said. It's like all these ideas are they're not the same ideas, but everybody came to, like, the same conclusion.
Yeah.
If you really think about
that
it.
That reminds me, I listened to a guy. He was a hardcore, just scientist, evolutionist, atheist, didn't believe God exists, you know, all this stuff. Studied science from the time he was a kid until he was an old man. And there was I can't remember the quote verbatim, but it was something along the lines of, when you set the glass of science in front of you, and you drink everything that's in it, at the bottom of the glass is God.
Because you can't explain all
this. He spent his entire life studying science and evolution and all this, and being an atheist, non-religious. And he said, by the time that I finally come to my final conclusion, I realized that God's at the bottom of the glass.
Which, I'm retarded, but I swear...
Retarded!
But that double slit experiment, does that not prove that God exists?
A theory of observation. The observation theory.
Even if it doesn't prove God exists in your mind, it still proves that us looking at something affects what happens. Yeah.
I mean, well, there's another, you know, 15 years of molecular activity and research you would have to do to actually explain that in a way that everybody could understand. Because, dude,
they don't observe it, makes a waveform. We look at it. It goes one, one and only makes two little fucking patterns, you can't explain that without saying, look, our minds have at least some kind of power. Consciousness
has an effect
on reality.
We just don't know the effect.
Yeah. And that's what, whenever I heard about that double slit experiment, that's what put me on to synchronicities and like the power of the mind and visualizing shit. And like you said, talking with God. And because what if the universe is God?
And that's a valid theory.
And your mind is always connected with it. Because we are just, all this is stardust. We are basically, I'm built, you were built in his image. So what if it's just all stardust? Like the universe. Ooh. You know, it's all stardust. Yeah. And we're all just a part of him. He's in every one of us. And he is just the universe.
Yeah.
God dang. That just hit me.
What got me when I was listening to it. And there was a podcast on Spotify that I listened to that kind of sent me down the rabbit trail of it. Was that God had created everything and wanted to experience it. So, if he is...
And he's in every one of us.
If he is unlimited, he split himself. He split himself. Put a piece of himself in everybody.
And like you said, the universe does look like a brain cell, too.
And we all get to experience what God created.
Yeah. In his mind, right? Because the universe all looks like a brain cell.
In his mind. That's the part that starts, you know,
connect all this shit together, dude. You start getting, dude,
like, post-Bible stuff, like, this was not in the Bible. If he was, you know, the universe.
Dude, the Bible's like a framework.
That's, exactly. It's a guideline.
And it's a guideline. You can sit here and talk about it and discover more and more shit.
He gave us the skills and the know-how to figure out the rest on our own. But you've got to stick to that guideline if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
You've got to. Because if you don't, you're going to give in to your impulses. You're going to give in to, you know, whatever. Because he made us with free will. You can do what you want. Do what you want.
Just don't be a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Do as you please.
That's basically what he said.
Be evil. There's evil in this world. I created the evil because there can't be a good without evil.
He didn't create the evil in the Bible, though. That was Eve eating the apple.
Well, Old Testament was, you know, his angels, Lucifer, literally, like, they were teaching humans.
Do you think that was just, like, something bigger to say, like, look, I'm going to give you guys the perfect stuff to live right. I'm going to give you a garden. I'm going to give you everything you ever wanted. Just don't do stupid shit. Or he's just like, just listen to me. And this is just, like, one big, like, deep, like the story didn't actually happen or something, but like this is just like a story about, like, we're gonna give you everything you ever wanted, just do what I say and you'll be good. And it's like one big thing to where it's like, look, she didn't listen. And
the ultimate lesson, and I don't want
to
make this sound,
I'm trying to explain it, but it's,
I don't
so want to
make this
explain.
Sound sacrilegious. The ultimate lesson that I would see in that is, I've created humans with free will.
And I gave you Eden.
I gave you everything and anything you could ever need.
Just do the right thing.
Just do the right thing. Well, what did I do? I made these motherfuckers with free will. And what did they do? They executed their free will.
Immediately.
Son of a bitch. I've got to take a different path. So that, again, not trying to make it sound sacrilegious, because God's supposed to be this all-knowing, perfect thing.
Here's the thing, though.
I think he made a mistake.
What if you sit here and you go, we're made in the image of him, and that he's just like us?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't know the power of free will until he had created it. He didn't know. So when Eve just goes and falls to temptation and impulse from the devil, and she listened to it, she eats the apple, he goes, God, motherfucker, I just...
Well, Lucifer was an angel.
It was.
And he was the one that was like, do you think he was the one that was like, I don't want these people to just be sheep. Well, Lucifer also wanted to be a god himself, too.
Yeah.
Which is why he got his own kingdom in hell.
There's temptation, and there's, I don't know, what would be the opposite of temptation? I don't know a good word for that.
temptation. What is it? Antonyms?
The devil would represent temptation and impulsiveness and
free will.
Living by what your environment tells you to do. You live off your impulses. You live off of pleasure. You live off of, you know, you're just living off of your body.
Yeah, like the seven deadly sins, like gluttony.
Yeah. You're living off of your body, living off of your mind. That's okay, that's kind of what I was looking for. You either live off of your body or you live off of your mind. Your mind is going to tell you the right things to do.
And the Bible tells you, like, oh, like the seven deadly sins and all that stuff. A lot of what the Bible is trying to say is, you can control this. You don't have to go into every fucking impulse.
You have the power to determine what you do with your mind and your body.
Yeah.
If you give in to your body, you're going to go down the wrong path.
And your brain. You give in to your brain, too, because this motherfucker will tell you to do crazy
It'll
shit.
It'll tell you to do stupid shit. But there's a backdoor voice there that says,
this ain't, yeah, your gut. That's like, this isn't the right thing to do.
There's a conscience there that says, Don't do that.
Jones, I wish I would have saved that clip of Jones explaining the gut feeling.
Mm.
He was like, what was it? It's because your ancestor's DNA is in you. It's thousands of years and thousands of experiences that are deep in your mind, your subconscious. That's all your gut feeling is your ancestor's DNA, all the stuff
they experienced. All of the mistakes.
All the stuff that you've experienced, and that's your gut telling you, they might be telling me the truth, or they might be, and like for the propaganda and shit too, it's like they might be telling me the truth, but deep down you're like, this ain't fucking real. I ain't gonna fall for it.
Yeah.
And it may, dude, I still don't understand those people that fall, like we might be looked at as people that fall for propaganda too, but I don't think so, but
there's a perfectly valid chance that I am off in some...
But we're so unaffiliated from all this shit that it's like, we're sitting here talking about something totally different than all that shit, too.
Yeah. How often do you hear somebody questioning the existence of consciousness and God and the creation of the universe? And, you know, that's what interests us.
And that, what is actually going on here?
That's my interest. My interest is to know why I'm here. Why did God put me here?
How did we get here?
How did we get here? That's, you know. FedEx.
Holy shit. What'd y'all order?
Lauren got a chair. Pause.
You want to pause it?
Pause.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
All right. We're back.
Back again.
Wait, hold on.
There we go. All right, good one. Good one.
We were talking about the brain and consciousness the universe and gods and stoicism and karma,
you know,
and synchronicities.
Everything that's important to everyday life.
Everything that we have. We're trying to be damn dot connectors here. Shout out David Icke, dude. Please go on Joe Rogan, dude.
That's supposed to be happening soon, isn't it?
Joe said he would have him on, dude. And Icke was on the war mode one. I'll show you that podcast with Icke. Have you ever listened to him? I'll show him the one where he was on war mode. It's a really good one.
Yeah.
He was talking about secret societies, all the powerful people, whenever he was on war mode. And like, he calls it louche. Is like all the, like, you know how they want us to be fighting
constantly
with each other all the time,
constantly,
and that gives them negative energy. And he calls that like the loose that they want. It's like the bad negative shit. They as in like the people that go to Bohemian Grove, these satanic cults that are fucking real, that run all of society. And they want all this negative energy because, like we were talking about, our consciousness has power. And if they got everybody in a negative state all the time, they feed off of that. And they're satanic shit. And he calls it louche. They feed off of our louche. They don't want people being happy. That's why they called it races to work out. They don't want you to be strong. They don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to have a family unit because they destroyed the family unit too. They want you to constantly be fighting, bickering, and arguing with one another about whose fucking party's right. When at the end of the day, they're both working for the same team and they're just trying to get you to fight and be negative all the time so they can feed their satanic energy with that shit.
The never-ending battle between good and evil.
And he talks about lizards and stuff like the reptilian people, but corporations...
Hey, Garrett, you're breathing. Come on.
Corporations... corporations and the government and all that shit, they act... Even though they might not be reptiles, who knows? But the way that corporations and the government acts, they act like a reptilian. They're cold-blooded. They don't give a shit. They'll fucking get rid of you.
That's what I was literally fixing to say was, I don't believe that people are actually lizards. I just believe that they act reptilian.
Yeah.
There's a sense of evil because, obviously, what does the Bible tell you?
A crocodile doesn't give a shit.
It just wants to eat. A fucking reptile is the symbol of evil. So it's just kind of a, we refer to the people that are evil as reptiles. Yeah. I don't believe they're actually lizard people. That just doesn't make sense to me. But
who knows?
That is the epitome of evil. According to the Christian religion, which I believe is the only religion.
It's evil, but it's like also like non-feeling, cold-blooded, and all that shit. But also, they do the Bohemian Grove shit too, like ritual sacrifices to an owl god. What the fuck, dude?
What is that about?
And Richard Nixon was the one that said, I don't go down there to San Francisco. It's the most faggy shit of all time. Because they're up there like having gay sex, bathing in gallons of feces.
Living off of the pleasures of the body.
Bathing in feces, dude.
Why would you bathe in feces?
Because there's cleaner alternatives. Because it's just disgusting, evil shit. Exactly. I'm telling you, dude. These people are fucked up. And then you got that evil dude, Klaus Schwab, dude. He literally looks like a supervillain in real life. But anyway, that's what Ike talks about. Is like, he makes...
I'm going to have to listen to that.
The doc, I'll play it after we get done with this. It's one of the best ones they ever done. Billy and Spud, they were literally just sitting there just starstruck whenever they finally got him. And he wasn't even there. He was like, they were doing like a Zoom or something. And they were like, dude, we've listened to all your shit. Holy shit, dude, I cannot believe you actually came on our fucking show. If he's on Rogan, the moment that I'm just in the FedEx truck in the morning and I just see Joe Rogan releases an episode and it just says David Icke episode, like what, like 2700 or something.
Yeah, he's up there.
I'm going to go, oh my God, dude.
What's happening to me?
Like whenever Trump, remember me and you were sitting there playing Call of Duty or something and I was like, Jesse, dude, Trump is on Rogan.
Trump is on the Rogan.
Me and you sat there for like 45 minutes just listening to it in the lobby.
We stopped playing the game.
Yeah. Shout out Trump immediately talks about Robert E. Lee 5 minutes into the Rogan podcast, dude.
And the Lincoln bedroom, how he was in the Lincoln bedroom. Yeah.
Dude, he was sitting there like, it wasn't surreal whenever I got shot. He was like, I knew what happened. He was like, I got fucking shot. But he's like, whenever I'm sitting there and I won the fucking presidency, he was like, holy shit. I'm the motherfucking most powerful man in the fucking world.
Again.
Holy shit.
Again.
How do I do this?
Bannon
was talking about...
How do I do this?
Bannon was talking about that because he was Trump's... he was on Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
But he was Trump's campaign dude during 2016. Steve Bannon was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, dude, look, the only way we're going to beat the fucking whole Clinton mob fucking bullshit, this is a tough bitch. You're going to have to get in her fucking face and rip her fucking face off, dude. Which is, Bannon was the one that came up with the idea of bringing all of Bill Clinton's accusers to the debate and getting Trump to point them out in the first row and be like, these are all the people that Bill Clinton fucking raped and molested all this shit whenever they were younger. And I think that part of the reason that he won was because Bannon was with him saying, like, look, fuck all this soft-ass shit. That like, because he called Bernie a pussy. You remember Bernie had a chance to beat Clinton and be the front runner? He wouldn't fucking get up in her face during the debates and be like, bitch, you kill people. You fucking, your husband molests fucking people all the time. Your family fucking runs drugs from Arkansas from that movie with fucking Tom Cruise. And Bernie was just a fucking pussy, capitulated. Just like any other stupid fucking gay politician would, and just lost. Trump has been the only dude that came out and just literally didn't give a fuck. You know, he came out and he's just like, dude, fuck. But basically said, dude, fuck you. I used to pay all you people myself. I know where you get all the money. Thank God
that a person like Donald Trump is not in charge of our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
And he's quick on his feet and shit. God, dude, that first debate.
I'm a businessman.
Do you remember that?
In a business suit.
Do you remember that first debate with in 2024, this past election with Trump and Joe? Joe was just up there done. Just, I killed Medicare. And then immediately he gets COVID after Joe does. Immediately loses. Has to step down after he allegedly gets COVID. Who knows? Those people fucking make shit up. He immediately has to step down. Trump, right after dude steps down and says, oh, I won't come out. It was supposed to be like some big moment where like Kamala's supposed to, take over the reins and run for president.
Yeah.
And as soon as they done that shit, Trump's just up there. Get shot. Has the most badass pitcher I've...
Fight!
In the history of all time, dude. That... If that was me, I would have that picture just hanging in my room at all times of me literally standing there like this.
After it's
I
hanging got shot. In the Oval Office.
Of him.
The picture of the Secret Service around him and his fist up.
With the American flag behind him and shit. Dude, that's the sickest.
It's hanging in the Oval Office.
That's my opinion. That's the number one greatest picture of all time.
Dude. Oh, yeah, it's huge.
That's unbelievable. Me and you were sitting there playing Call of Duty again. I'm sitting there on the mic just like,
Trump just got shot.
You went, no, he didn't.
And sure enough, four fucking minutes ago, motherfucker just got lit up.
Yeah, you got up and went and told Lauren. You really do, Trump got shot.
Well, I took everything like that.
You hear what JD said on Tim Dillon's podcast? Mm-mm. He was like, as soon as he noticed that Trump got shot, like he heard, he ran home and like got all of his kids in his house for the Secret Service and was like sitting there at his front door with a fucking gun. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He talked about that on the Joe Rogan podcast, too.
He was sitting there. He was like, holy shit.
Yeah. He said, I went home and I armed myself and I got ready because somebody's after us.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, there's something there. That just blows me away that
we got to witness it. We've witnessed in our generation so far some of the most retarded and ridiculous events, like life-changing shit. Like, what was it? COVID. That was a gigantic one for us. The fucking presidential candidate and another, and he became president twice, get shot. Now, what's the next one? Fucking...
The fact that we went 4 years with a president that has dementia.
Dude. And they tried to deny it the entire time.
The entire time.
Obviously had it.
He's sharp as a tack.
And then just goes up on the debate and just shits in his pants.
Sharp as a tack.
Dude.
It's just theater. It's all theater.
Do you remember that one that I sent you to? And they talked about it on Rogan. Where Biden wasn't there and they just had his clone with Jill. And the dude was like 6'6".
Yeah.
the dude was like
that 6'6". Motherfucker was huge.
Dude, and some dude wearing a mask. He was like 6'6". Hey, I'm Joe.
Yeah.
You got Hunter Biden, cocaine, getting a foot job from his niece. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but it's the hell.
That's a dirty motherfucker.
Speaking
right
of more lies, FBI agents that knew that laptop was real were just like, it's not real. That laptop is fake. And then, who was that? The White House press secretary that reposted it on Twitter back in 2020 got banned from Twitter because she reposted it.
Oh, hell, I don't remember her name. I remember it happened. I just don't remember her name.
Yeah, there's another one now. She's super hot. Trump's got the fucking babes around him, dude.
Well, you know, if you're going to try and make that an interesting watch on the evening news, I guess, all the old men out there just staring at the TV, you got to have something appealing to look at, I guess.
And here's what sucks for, like, I guarantee you this is, like, why CNN and the news hate it so much right now, is because people that are our age... We get all of our news and information from memes, Twitter, and just clips. And
podcasts.
Yeah, and podcasts. Nobody watches the fucking news.
I don't turn on the fucking news. I just don't watch it.
There must be so fit. Dude, our generation is just shit. Dude, shit all over the news. They're like, even like people that are Democrats and shit are like, that are like our age are like, that's not real. Like the news is just fake.
The ultimate goal of all of us needs to be able to see the propaganda and see the bullshit. And if we can all get to that point, It's freaking daisies after that.
Gary, quit breathing into the mic.
What are you looking at over there anyways?
Just looking at shit.
You're looking at shit?
Just
like
no.
Actual shit?
No.
What are you doing?
Just scrolling.
You're just quiet over there.
He's just breathing into the mic hard as he can, dude.
What are you doing? He's three sheets to the wind right now.
Yeah, I'm just...
Pull the mic away a little bit then. If
you ain't going to talk, back that fucker up.
Well, I was
Is our conversation is about consciousness and God and the creation of the universe too much for you?
Not really. I just want to talk about stock market for a little bit.
Oh, that good luck. All right, get your rant out. What about the stock market is so fucking interesting? Because I couldn't give a shit.
Bitcoin's currently selling for $82,000.
Yeah, well, it was up to $104,000 2 weeks ago, so I...
It dropped.
Yeah. Do you have a stake in the game?
No.
Why do you care?
I'm looking at the ones
If you ain't got skin in the game, why are you worried about the betting?
Gold is currently selling for $3,100.
An ounce.
An ounce. It's up $35 right now.
So you're researching the fluctuation of money.
Just cut your into the current market. Your car and go sell it.
So you're watching how money grows and how money falls and how things become more valuable and less valuable.
Play the clip of Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street where he goes, "Us stockbrokers, we don't know if the shit's going to go up or down or fucking sideways. We just fucking get the money and put it into shit. And if it goes up, the person that's investing is getting shit rich on paper. And we get commissioned, motherfucker."
It's fucking fairy dust.
Was that Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, remember? It was.
In the Wolf of Wall Street. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Anyway, that, I was so. Just bringing up the point of the... He was literally sitting there like, "We don't know if it's going to go up, down, or fucking sideways, dude. Who gives a shit?" Huh. And speaking of, people like GameStop's going up, and that I know that company ain't fucking worth shit. They're using it to manipulate the stock market.
I don't understand why you're researching so deeply into this when you don't have a skin.
I'm not researching into it.
But you're paying attention to it. I'm just watching. For what reason? What's your ultimate goal? What's your reason? Why are you doing that?
To probably invest. Just knock it the fuck over.
Right.
To probably invest. GameStop is currently selling right now at $21.73. It's down 36 cents.
You know, I've done my research on the whole cryptocurrencies and stocks and you know,
any of the Hawk Tua coin?
I got a fucking 401k.
You know, I heard those are about to go to zero again. Like 2008. Because the banks are fucking losing all the money. And like 2008, everybody's 401k, you know, went to nothing. And I heard that's about to happen again. That's just shit I heard about on a podcast. That was on Tim Pool, and he had some red-haired lady on talking about it.
I will shit.
Tesla's
in
current,
my britches.
Tesla's I'm just currently in the bank right now.
I would be pissed.
Yeah, like everybody was in 2008.
I really don't like having my money in the control of other people. I really don't. But at this point in modern society, it's kind of hard to avoid.
No, it ain't.
I mean, yeah. If you want something that's going to grow and not, you know, depreciate, and, you know, if you want some money for retirement, a 401k is a good plan. But I really don't like the fact that other people are in charge of it.
And the people that are doing it are just fucking
the state
idiots.
Of the world has an impact on how much money you have saved in that account. Pisses me off.
And they are going to invest into random ass shit. Dude, the lady on Tim Pool that was talking about it, she was like doing deep research into all that shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, they're basically doing a similar thing to that happened in 2008, but they're doing it in like a different way now with like, what do they call like all these different bonds and shit that they invest in, and they like end up stacking on top of each other, and there's like the money's not real.
It's just that they're a
like, no, I mean like the money that they're investing and moving around into like all these little different things for your 401k is like the money's not, because you know what is it? The bank can give you a loan even though they don't have it.
Yeah.
And so,
well, I mean, it's other people's money.
Well, not even that.
I mean, hell, at Tennessee Valley,
they can give you $10,000. All they have to have is $1,000. Is what they do in the bank.
Oh, I know the term for that. Well, fuck, I don't know. I don't know the term for that.
They've been doing it for so long now, in like a bunch of these 401ks, and they've been moving the money around and all this different shit. That like they say that your money's there, but they don't fucking have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, exact same thing at like Tennessee Valley. You put $10,000 in the Tennessee Valley, okay? That $10,000 goes into their account. They use that money to loan to other people.
Yeah.
The only thing that you have, as far as you're concerned, is a number on your phone.
Yeah.
That money's not actually there.
You just know how pissed they get too if they you walk into the bank.
That.
If you walk into the bank and say, I'm shutting my account down, giving me all my money in cash, they're like, what?
Yeah, well, they can't. Literally, yeah. They can't. They have to say, okay, this requires like, you know, 3 to 5 days. We have to get that cash on hand.
Yeah.
Because that money's not actually there. It's just a number on your screen is all that is. Because we've already loaned that money out to everybody else.
Yeah.
To make loans and to make us money. That's where we
get interest. But the interest rate is like, in your savings account, the interest
you're looking at like a 2.99%.
Did I get like $2 a month?
Yeah.
And there's like...
Yeah, I'll notice that sometimes I'll log in and I'll look and it'll be like, oh, look, you got 15 cents. It's like, motherfucker, y'all are... But that's the whole point of a fucking 401k is it's supposed to be a high interest, high yield account. You know, it's supposed to grow.
But if you got retards running it, this shit, like in 2008.
I took over mine. I've got half of my deposit going to the S&P 500.
And you're
going to
get your money, what, at 65?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I put half my money in the S&P 500. I put Jesse. The rest of it in a low yield, low risk. It's always going to grow. It's just a savings account, essentially.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was, you know, I take a little bit of risk with half of it, and I take very little risk with the other half of it. And it's just going to grow my account. And it's actually growing pretty well. You know, I'm just going to leave it and let it do this thing. Every time I get paid, they, you know, non-tax, they put money in it.
What are you going to do if this shit just blows up, our podcast does, and we start making a shitload of money? Just gonna in those accounts and just be like, I'm good.
You know, if this podcast was to blow up and we started making a
Garrett
very livable, easily savable income off of this, my life wouldn't change that much.
You'd still put all your money into the banks and
all
shit.
Of my
now
money,
I'm talking about like into your 401k
I would,
and all that
I
shit.
Would just be saving, putting money away. Put a little in my checking account, make additions to the house, clean up, you know, do things I want to do. But my life wouldn't change. You know, I'm not going to go off and buy some mansion somewhere or start buying properties and start doing rental homes and all that. You know, my life wouldn't change that much.
Yeah.
It would just get a little easier.
Ultimately. Like no stress. Just tell your job, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you know, I would pay off all the vehicles, pay off the house, you know, just...
Hold your breath.
And just, you know, keep flowing with life. I don't have these big grand ambitions to go off and have a mansion and become an influencer and all this bullshit. That's not my interest. My interest is providing a safe, secure,
generational
well-funded life for my family.
Yeah.
So no, money doesn't solve all your problems, but it can make life a little easier.
Yeah, it eliminates your stress out.
That's another thing I want to bring up. The S&P 500 that you're invested in is currently down $112.
Yeah, I know. Logged in on my account the other day and seen that I'd lost some money, and I went,
God! Garrett, hold your breath again.
I'm trying to, you bastard.
Age three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, I'm on ice house edge.
We're trying to have good audio quality.
I can't help it that I get the beer hiccups.
You get beer hiccups, yeah. Damn. What are you doing? Throw it? Is that an egg?
That is a fucking egg.
Anger issues.
Anger no. Fuck!
Karma.
I'm just back away from the fucking there we mic. Go.
Back to karma.
Garrett throws an egg and immediately just hiccups. What are we at? What time are we at right now?
125. Yeah. You dang. Good?
Did we keep going or we just...
Nah, I'm good. I think we're good.
Yeet.
Wait.
Thanks for tuning in and listening to our bullshit. Y'all have a good one.